Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're saying if you're not going to your usual group, you don't have to try as hard.
No, you don't. You don't want to let down your normal consultant, but a different consultant, never going to see her again. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you've ever eaten everything bad in your house on a Sunday, started a diet on a Monday, broke the diet on Tuesday, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Now, if I know our listeners well, which I do believe I do.
You do.
They would have broken that on Monday afternoon, not Tuesday.
Oh, God. Before the end of day one.
Yes.
Okay, I'm here for that. Firstly, can we say at the start of this episode that there's been an unhealthy amount of support for producer Paul?
Makes me sick. Mm-hmm. Makes me absolutely sick.
We were not. There was a lot of, because we have to approve a lot of the posts on the community page.
Yep.
And I saw you really struggling with approving.
It was Thursday, the episode day, and I was sat having my morning coffee, just, you know, scrolling. And yeah, the first one was praising producer Paul, and then that was it. Opened the floodgates then. And they didn't stop.
What's the problem? What makes it unhealthy?
I don't know.
It seems like you two don't really know what's unhealthy.
All right, we'll get on to your update this week.
Lots of people want to know about Paul's dieting week.
Yes.
There was call for you to be on Insta stories. We've put a stop to that. Don't worry, Paul. We have said no.
Yeah,
Paul,
because we don't know what he would say on that. And that's worrying, actually.
You can only do it on this episode, on the episodes themselves. We don't want you anywhere else.
Yeah. We see enough of you as it is. We do not need to see you anywhere else.
He's exclusive to this podcast, so that's it. You will not see him anywhere else unless we catch him doing something bad, like we did this week with a burger. But we'll get on to that when Paul updates us on his week.
Exciting times.
Here was one from Lisa Jane. Loved this week's podcast, and I'm already looking forward to producer Paul's updates. Question is, will his home scales count?
Mm. I mean, there has been a bit of an issue with the home scales this morning.
This morning? Okay. Raw.
Yeah, weighed myself and I'm not entirely happy about it. My wife even supportively suggested there could be a problem with the batteries.
Did she? Right,
that's
so
exciting.
We've got that to look forward to.
I'm excited already.
What a joy. All right, first though, let's get an update from Victoria.
It was Ethan's birthday party on Saturday and it was just absolutely manic. Who thought that throwing a first birthday would be so chaotic? But it was. We had platters from Morrison's and I bought him a birthday cake and loads of cupcakes so everybody could have a choice of something. Now, everybody went for the cupcakes, which meant that we came home with the entire birthday cake. Now, I bought two because I layered them up.
Wow.
And it's very nice, it's very sweet, but there are a lot of calories in there. Now, I've bought this cake. I'm not going to throw this cake away. I've got to eat this cake, and I've made peace with that for this week. That's fine. I was hoping to kind of draw a line and start again today because the last couple of weeks I have not been on a plan. I've done half days, odd days, but I've not been as good as I should be. And I'm very aware of weight creeping back on. Oh God, I'm so tempted to just draw a line and just say, right, just enjoy this now that I can have dairy. Enjoy the Christmas chocolate.
Don't.
And just get it out of my system and start again in January.
No.
But then there's a very, very high chance that I could put a lot of the weight that I've lost back on What's a girl to do?
I mean, there's not a chance of it. I mean, it's happening.
Oh, my God. Oh. I love the fact that you've made peace with the fact that you've got to have cake all week.
Guys,
lovely thing.
I bought this cake. I am not going to throw this cake away.
No.
Right? So it is getting, and I say chipped at, because each time I open the cupboard, because that's the only place you can put it, because our kitchen's terribly laid out, I keep picking bits at it.
Mm.
And, like, half the cake has gone.
Yeah. Without you even knowing how.
Without even doing it. And it's not even just the birthday cake I've got to contend with. After recording that audio, there was a knock at the door with the next door bringing me 2 cronuts.
Oh.
The actual cronuts from the place that I love. And she said, oh, we've had a delivery. There's too much. We're not going to eat it. You can have them.
How lovely.
I mean, beautiful. But I was like, I've got a freaking cupboard full of cake here that she obviously didn't know about. So yeah, slowly making my way through the cake.
What a hero.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's very sweet. For vegan cake, it's very sweet. It's beautiful, but it's very sweet.
Mm.
So yeah, we had all the platters. That all went. That was fine. But also we had drinks, and we bought fizzy drinks for the adults and fruit shoots for the kids. The kids just wanted the fizzy drinks.
Of course they
so
did.
We came home with a shit ton of fruit shoes. And we have already decided that we are going to use those as a mixer.
What?
We've got to, haven't you? I mean, we're not going to drink. Adults can't drink squash, apparently.
No,
so,
they can't.
Right. So what are we going to do with it? I know. Use it as a mixer. Bit of lemonade, bit of gin, fruit shoot. Bosh.
Wow.
That seems wrong.
It seems wrong, but
so
weirdly.
Right.
Weirdly, I want to give you a little round of applause.
I'm going to do it. And I'll show it on our socials.
Please do.
And any face that I make, it'll be acting. So yes, yeah, so we've got that. But then we've also got loads of fizzy drinks as well, which is fine, you would think, but they're full fat. And I
why did you get full fat for the kids?
I didn't, did I? It was the boyfriend that was in charge. The one thing, and I mean the one thing that he was in charge of, was the drinks, and he got full fat
everything.
Everything. So I like a diet. I like a diet drink with my rum. And now I've been having full fat Pepsi.
So now you're going to have full fat Pepsi, rum and fruit shoot.
No,
I think that it's not in our vocabulary, though, is diet. Because am I right in saying that Coke Zero is Diet Coke?
I think it's the same thing,
but women drink Diet Coke, men drink Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, but it is true, like, because you've been quite aggressive towards me in the past when I bought you a rum and Coke with regular Coke.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Because it just does not occur to me at all.
Well, it should.
Do you know why? Because you've been doing this podcast with us for 4 years.
Sure, yeah, I don't listen to you that much.
So, yeah, we've got all these fizzy drinks. But no, I'm not going to put the fruit shoot with the rum. I think that would just be crazy. I think the fruit shoot with gin would work better.
Oh, much, much more acceptable.
Yeah? Ask any 6-year-old, they agree.
They've got to get out of the house. And I'm not drinking them straight. That's just ridiculous. So they can go in a drink.
So you've been on the scales?
I've been on the scales.
After party, pre-party?
After party. Okay. After party, after birthday, after having dairy again for the last 2 weeks. I've put on another 2 pounds.
Oh.
So that is a lot. That's like half a stone in like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I can tell.
And that's since you got the reintroduction of all the good foods because you're not breastfeeding.
Yeah, I can honestly tell as well. And what I've also noticed as well, since having all of that rubbish / the best stuff ever, like, it's actually like affecting, like, feeling sluggish.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I can tell that I'm eating the rubbish again. And you know when you get like the sugar crashes? Like, I've not had them for ages, but now I'm getting them and then wanting then more sugar.
Yeah, then you just crave the rest of the shit again.
Yeah, and I just...
Why do we do it?
I don't know.
Why? We know we feel better when we eat better.
I think
we know we do.
I think before, because I didn't have a choice but to cut it out, it was fine. And I was never bothered about it because it was just how it was and it was fine. But I've got nothing stopping me now. I can't even stop myself. Oh, God.
So £2 on.
£2 on. What's it going to be next week, Jo?
Well, I don't know. I was going to say, as a consultant, as I like to be your consultant, are we drawing a line under it now?
I don't know. I've still got a lot of cake to consume.
But how?
And it's cost a £1 cake day today.
Oh, it is.
Well, it's like whatever for this week if you've got the app. Can't say no to that, can I?
£1 cake. Now I'm wondering how close the cost. No, I'm not. I joke. Of course I'm going to be good.
What, producer Paul?
Guys, new idea for Patreon. You know how well our weight loss certificates have done.
Mm-hmm.
Weight gain?
Weight gain certificates. Because you're £1 away from your half stone gain.
Oh, that's depressing.
Yeah, you've gone... plus two, plus three, maintain. Jeez. Not sure about that, plus one.
I would quite like
That's
that.
That's terrible, isn't it?
But I would quite like that as a Patreon.
Oh, new for 2024, yeah. Weight gain certificates.
Oh, that is quite tempting, isn't it? That's so bad. No, I can't. No, I can't. I can't, no.
Okay, well, no. You're going to have to get back on it this week then.
Yeah, but that just seems a lot of effort.
We're going to make you a certificate if you don't. So it's up to you.
Oh, but that's really hard because I'm kind of tempted to add to producer Paul's workload.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
I don't know. So we've got the rest of the birthday cake. That probably should be gone tomorrow. Fine. I don't think I've got anything else coming up. So between now and next record, maybe I can... Maybe get a maintain.
Okay.
Well, let's just aim for that.
Let's draw a line under it. Let's pretend you're only going for a maintain because that feels like it's bullshit.
Oh.
And good luck.
Yeah, I think I need it this week.
Yes, good luck, darling. And what a lovely week you've had. We have reintroduced our excuse of the week right now. Each episode, we're going to hear an excuse that you've heard or you've used yourself at a slimming club. Just keep sending them in. We're getting some belters. You could be featured in a future podcast. Here is today's from Samantha Sims Tyson, who says, I heard in group this morning, a lady said she gained weight due to her excess earwax is having removed on Tuesday.
What? How is that even a thing?
I tell you what, sometimes the stuff that comes out of there.
What are you talking about?
Have you never had your ears syringed?
Why would you?
I don't think so, no.
Well, you just get them because it blocks, sometimes it stops you hearing properly. So you go and get your ears syringed and then they show you how much has come out.
Oh, that is just grim.
Yeah, my boyfriend does Hope Ear candles. I know.
What, from home?
At home, yeah. Oh, wow, okay. He just lays on the sofa and I light a candle above him. It's
Stop
all done
it.
Properly. It's not a normal candle, so don't just start shoving candles on your head. And it draws the wax out.
Oh.
So you can see how much wax is coming out.
God, yeah, I mean, how much
and
is she
half
producing?
Half a stone. You could get half a pound out.
No,
easy.
Stop it.
Easy,
you definitely
guys.
Couldn't.
Okay, is there any...
I feel like we need... this person to weigh it.
Yeah,
I mean, I wish there was a way that we could do that.
Do not show us it, though.
Please not send videos, but let us know your own earwax experiences.
Yeah.
And that's that for this week. If, like with a large packet of custard creams, one episode of this podcast is simply not enough, you can treat yourself to extra portions and sign up to our Patreon page. We have over 160 bonus episodes, the chance of winning 100 quid each month and random giveaways as well. It's just £3 a month and you'll also be able to claim your weight loss certificates from us.
All gains that are coming.
As could be coming. Congratulations, Leslie Bell and lovely Tricia, no surname, on your Stone Awards, and Angie Routledge and Alice Davies. We have sent three stone certificates out for this year. Well done.
Amazing.
You just need to search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. And a reminder too that we also have our fun size episodes. They are out every single Tuesday and they are on this feed. Right, before we move on to the update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us. We're at Secret Slim Pod on all of the socials. We're on TikTok as well. We are on Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook, so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us as well.
Tricia Gillespie says, after listening to one of your recent fun size podcasts, I decided to be your guinea pig and try Dr. Mindy Pelt's 36-hour fast, followed by a 12-hour eating window. Yes, do you remember this?
Yes, it felt doable.
Yeah, but not at the same time.
No.
So I did, well, Tricia says, not me, I did three back-to-back starting Sunday. After finishing the third 36-hour fast, so she did it three times, I hopped on the scales and was down 3.65 kilograms or 8 pounds
Whoa.
In total.
Wow.
I'm feeling great and will try doing it once a week until Christmas. Keep you posted.
Is that worth 8 pounds? I think it...
Sounds really hard.
But somebody else tried it and they started, Paul, do the maths quick, please, if you will. They started like 10 a.m. on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I think that means they started eating again. No, 10 p.m., sorry, Sunday.
Yeah.
And I think Monday. That's 10 a.m. Tuesday.
Yes.
So you're only really fasting for Monday.
Oh, we've had this conversation.
No, but I think that...
We went round in circles.
You're only really fasting for one day.
We'll do it then, Joe.
Okay, but one day is a lot. That means you're going... I've never gone an entire day with not eating.
And it shows.
I could do this. I could do this if my boyfriend wasn't around.
Oh, no, you couldn't.
Unless I just go home after work and go to bed. I just stay in bed watching Netflix.
Yeah, but and surely... I don't need
what, to because you'd be so,
like weak.
Yeah. You couldn't get out of bed.
Well, listen, £8 has gone for Tricia.
That's not enough for me to do it, though. I'd want £18 and then I'd think about it.
Yeah, that is true. But, also, I mean, feels dangerous if it's £18.
Fair play to Tricia, though, for taking one for the team.
Toria says, my father-in-law used to go to group from work. He was at a slimming group. He wore overalls, big work boots and a huge bunch of keys in his pocket. One week, he had a day off work. So he went in his normal clothes and lost £7. He scooped up his next certificate and slimmer of the week. And then, of course, put it all back on the week after.
Jeez, I'm interested to know if he put two and two together.
That is a typical man not thinking. 100%. Yeah,
massive work boots. Keep them on. Keep them on while I'm being
all the keys in the pocket. Not a problem.
Crazy.
Rachel Bamford says, I started Swimming World for the millionth time in January and did really well. I lost a stone, then was up and down for months. In September, I stepped on the scales and I was 3 pounds off my starting weight. I could have cried. I worked my ass off for the last 10 weeks and I've lost 16 pounds.
Well done.
It's taken all bloody year, but I will be 2 stone lighter by Christmas. Your podcast keeps me going as it's so real. Dare I say 2024 will be my target?
You dare say it, and it will. Well done. Good luck. Can we have stickers for that, please? What? Dated stickers I want.
Yeah, but when
2024 is my target year. That's what I want.
Yeah, but when I put a date on those Christmas cards the other year, you didn't.
Yeah, but
you
Christmas...
spent the following year slagging me off.
Yeah, because Christmas is one day.
Yeah.
2024 is a whole year.
Yeah. That would really...
God,
if you made
it.
Us a sticker saying 2024 is my year...
Yeah.
That would be what a beautiful incentive for everyone.
Yeah. Come on, you've got nothing else to do.
First episode back after New Year.
Yes.
You lot made me sick.
And that's not the only idea I've got for that first episode back. So do brace yourself. Let's call a meeting. Sarah Wu says, starting Slimming World this Friday. I've never done the diet before, so do wish me luck. I'm just checking a few things. One, I have to eat all the crap in the house before weighing Friday morning.
Yes.
Two, I have to find my heaviest clothes to weigh in. Have I missed anything? I think Rachel commented on this, Rachel Purnell, saying, yeah, drink 2 pints of water before you weigh.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That is a given.
Yeah.
A couple of bananas, throw those in there on weigh day.
Imagine, though, like listening to this podcast without actually going to Slimming World, like a group. Like, what must people think of it?
Had
you never gone?
We had somebody messages on the inbox, and I won't say who it is because she says she never comments on anything on the community page.
Okay.
And I said, why? And she said, because I'm a size 6.
Oh my God.
And I said, well, you're right not to, darling. I said, we would 100% slow clap you on there.
Oh, wow.
And she laughed. She said, I don't go to a slimming club and I'm not on a diet.
Oh.
She said, but I just love listening to your exploits of slimming clubs and like dieting. And I said, yeah, well.
God, I'd love to know how she found us then.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, they're really
so
good
random.
Point. Really good point. But I welcome the anonymous woman.
Amazing. Love it. Danielle Carter says, most supportive diet partner is the Loft Ladder. I went up there and it folded in behind me, leaving me stuck up there for half an hour until my daughter came to rescue me, leaving me no time for lunch. I'm having my hair cut tomorrow too, so surely that means a loss this week.
I like the fact that she was only out of action for
half an hour.
Well, I would have been eating in that half an hour. Love it. Katie St. Lawrence says, how dare producer Paul say that anything diet-related Joe says is nonsense. Does he not remember that she got to Target once?
Oh, really? You've never mentioned it
Thank
before?
You. Thank you, Katie.
I feel like that
support.
Is a little bit of a dig at you from Katie, though.
Well, I mean, I'll take it because it's also reminding everyone that I do know how to get to Target.
You must have cut out Muller lights in order to get to Target, did you?
Oh, I forgot about going back to what I used to do. Remember when I was going to start eating more Muller Light?
Yes, yeah. I do, yeah. I
forgot about that.
It's just one of the many things that you say you'll do and never
I
do.
I know, and then I forget. Often before the podcast is even out. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame in a Game sticker. You just need to get in touch with us with your name and address.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, it's now time for my update.
I, as you know, was having a couple of nights out, free food on both, and free cocktails, free booze on both. One of those nights I ended up having a kebab at the end of the
Jesus.
Night, which I've not done in decades. That's how pissed I was. Also, learned a valuable lesson. If I buy a multi-pack of Marmite crisps, it is lethal. I cannot have one. I can't just have one ever. I am not supposed to be getting weighed at my normal group this week because my sister is visiting. So I've been eating like I'm going to go to another group. And then my sister heard last week's podcast, sent me a message in all caps saying, I'm not going to be blamed for you putting weight on at another group using new scales. So we're just going to come at lunchtime and we'll be gone to beat the traffic so you can go to your normal group. I have not been eating like I'm going to my normal group. So in a way, still her fault.
I mean, that's
what
not,
a week.
It's not fair. I very clearly was using her as an excuse and she backed out of it. When she got to my house, she said, oh, should we go to the pub for lunch?
Oh.
She said, oh, are you going to be good? I said, well, I'll go and I'll have a light bite.
What did you have?
I had chicken wings and salad.
Okay, so that is a light bite.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it was a starter portion, so okay. Only five.
But I would still blame her, though, for taking you out for lunch.
Because I don't normally have lunch on weigh day.
No, of course you don't.
That's crazy.
That's crazy
I
talk.
Might have the odd apple.
All your slimming club commandments, I don't think you've ever mentioned this before. So you're saying if you're not going to your usual group, you don't have to try as hard.
No, Joe's just made that up.
No, you don't have to try as hard because you don't want to let down your normal consultant. But a different consultant, never going to see her again. So it's all fine. It's okay, a bit like a supply teacher when you were at school.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you are only letting yourself down because your consultant doesn't give a shit because they're getting paid regardless.
Sure.
So you are just letting yourself down.
Well, I don't want to hear that.
I've also got a spreadsheet in front of me where I can see all your weight losses and gains this year. And it seems like you're not that motivated by your own consultant either.
I am from now, though.
What, for the last month of the year?
I am. And she said our consultant was very openly saying yesterday, guys, December's the hard month, so we need one last push. And like everyone's like,
that's what cult leader
it's fucking hard already. It's already hard. Like people, there was a woman there last night who last week she was at her work's Christmas party.
What?
Really?
Yeah. They've had
the
their
first
Christmas
week
party.
Of November.
Yes.
Wow.
And they've had their Christmas party. So everyone.
That's because it was cheaper.
People have gone all in already.
Yeah.
And it's only November.
Shit.
Yeah, I know. It's carnage. It's
well, you had
carnage.
Two nights out then.
Yeah, free cocktails.
I don't know what that says about the food if you then had a kebab at the end of the night, but.
So drunk. I don't know the last time I had a kebab. It was decades ago. It was probably when I was in my clubbing days.
Wow.
Was the last time I had a kebab.
Gosh.
And I...
What was it like? Did you like it?
Yes, thank you.
the good times. Oh, when you haven't had one for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it was
glorious.
Beautiful. And it's on the same street I live on.
Oh, wow.
So it could be nightly.
Oh, so you weren't like peer pressured with in town with
no.
a load of mates?
Yeah, that's the impression I got. No. Yeah.
Yes.
Got the last train home. Right. And then walked past it and was like, oh, this looks open. Come on, off we go. So, yeah, wow. Went in and he said, do you want pitta or chips? I was like, chips?
God, what a stupid question.
Yeah, and my boyfriend had chili sauce on his. Ooh. I can't do that.
No.
So I went full fat mayo instead.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful. No pitta. I wasn't sure whether you were supposed to have both. But I just thought, well, just have what you've got. Just give me what you've got. So
that's actually making my mouth water.
Yeah,
it actually
so
makes
good.
Me feel disgusting.
Love a kebab.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever had one sober, so it's very hard to know whether it would be. I mean, I'm happy to try.
Yeah, I've had sober kebabs, and I can assure you they are still as good. Yeah,
fine. Well, you're going to have one now, Joe.
Yeah, just sober. To try.
Yes.
I mean, not yet, obviously, because I'm a slimming angel.
Sure.
Got on the scales at Slimming World.
Come on.
My normal group, and I did not lose weight. So
have you maintained?
I did not maintain. Oh. I put on.
Oh, go on.
Half a pound.
Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, God, it's so annoying when
yes.
that happens.
Because my consultant, whenever you put on, she's like, you okay? And I was like, yeah. I said, I'm damage limitation, like last week and this week, because I'm out a couple of nights this week as well. I said, so I'm damage limitation, so I will take half a pound gain any day of the week.
It does make me wonder, though, Jo, how much you would have lost then. I think you would have had an epic week.
Thank you.
If you'd not gone
Thanks,
out.
Thanks, Victoria. It's nice to have someone supportive.
Yeah, because you've eaten so much shit and drank so much shit. And you've only put on a pound.
I just think I was good on the other days.
Are you angry that you've gone out?
That I've been out?
Yeah.
No, because they were epic.
Okay.
The nights were really good.
Okay.
So I'm not angry at that. I'm angry at my sister for making me go.
For lunch. Yeah.
For chicken wings on lunchtime. I'm angry at that. So, you know, I am. I think I would have lost half a pound at least. If I'd not been out for lunch.
Yeah.
But, you know, ho-hum. We've always got this week.
You know this is our third episode in November.
Mm-hmm.
You know no one's lost any weight yet in November.
I've been busy. Joe's been busy. Like, what do you want
so
from us?
It's so hard.
I've been really good all year. Just cut me some fucking slack.
Yeah.
Can I just check? Do you two know what the title of this podcast is? Or do you think we just have a chat?
Oh, come on, though. This is a hard few months now.
Come
few
on.
Months.
Yeah, it is, because it's Christmas, isn't it?
I've celebrated having a one-year-old, stopping breastfeeding, and having chocolate and cheese again. It's been an emotional 3 weeks, producer Paul.
And I've got to say, I've not even had one mince pie yet, so I am trying.
Okay.
And that's the truth. Well, listen, we'll find out what cocky producer Paul has done before the end of this podcast. Let's move on to our most supportive diet partner nomination. We've had a voice note.
Hello, you lovely ladies. So I have got a nomination for most and least supportive diet partner within one thing this week, and that is for my gallbladder.
Oh.
So for years I've had gallbladder issues and have gallstones. Well, next Tuesday I'm finally getting that gallbladder removed. So I am 1 week into the liver reducing diet, and let me tell you this, it's the worst thing I have ever done in my whole entire life. Not only do I only get 100 grams of meat, 100 grams of potato, 100 grams of veg for my lunch and tea each day, all I get is a bagel for breakfast. And all I get are two small portions of fruit for my snacks. The worst part is I can't have any Pepsi Max, and that's what I used to live off. And the worst part, even more so than that, is I only lost 8 bloody pounds in the first week. I should have lost a stone.
8 pounds?
I've got to say, that sounds like a good diet.
Yeah.
Well, you took 100 grams.
Well, all
of
I
meat.
Heard was bagel for breakfast.
And two fruit portions.
Yeah. That's like an apple.
Okay,
is
right,
about
so,
100 grams.
Okay,
that's how
so
much that weighs.
A bagel for breakfast, fine. An apple and a banana for your fruit. 100 grams of meat. 100
yeah,
grams
chicken
of,
salad.
Yeah, potatoes
yeah, but,
and meat.
And chips.
For your lunch and your dinner. Ah, oh, that's fine.
I think so.
That's fine.
What are you talking about?
I think we might be onto something here.
I think we should try
the gallbladder diet.
I mean, maybe just for a day.
I don't think that's what she called it.
No, that's fine.
Thank you to lovely Karis. We're going to put this on a list of options of diets we may try. Well done, you. We've also been sent a nomination for Hero of the Week. Chrissy Wilson sent us a reel from a woman who I've become obsessed with.
Okay.
She's so much fun. Danny, D-A-N-I, underscore B, underscore unfiltered. We will tag her in on our socials. She's on Instagram. We immediately knew she was one of us. Okay. She is a hero. This is her.
I'm at the services and I just went to Greg's to order a sausage roll. And I was like, can I have two sausage rolls, please? And he was like, yeah, sure. Oh, well, do you want four? Because then it's only an extra £1.50, so you get the fourth one free. And I dead ass said, oh, I don't think we'll eat four. We... I'm on my own, you fat pig. They're both for me. And I tried to lie by saying I don't think we'll eat four. Just one each is fine. You little shit. They're both for you, you little fatty. I cannot believe I just did that. As if I'm such a cheeky little slag.
She's proper fun. Proper fun. Oh. She's done the classic. Oh, I don't think we will. Which we have all done. Danny, we love you.
Did she say that was a drive-through? Did she say it's a drive-thru?
Oh, yeah. Did she say that? I don't know, because I was going to
say if she was in a drive-thru, because you can't get drive-thru Greg's now.
Right.
He would see that she was the only one in the car.
She was taking him back to work, though, for all those people she works with.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Those four people.
I mean, that just makes me want a Greg's sausage roll now.
Danny, we love you. Thank you for letting us use that. Right, then, before our final messages, let's find out how producer Paul has done this week. Paul, tell us everything.
Okay, so I've been working from home more, and where I work on our breakfast bar is right in front of where my wife has put a jar of homemade flapjacks.
Oh, okay.
So I've been eating them every day.
Oh, here we go.
We toasted marshmallows for bonfire night, but I really got a taste for them, so I've been... I've been toasting them on, or like toasting marshmallows on like a Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Okay,
how are you toasting them?
Candle. Just does the job.
Are you joking?
Seriously.
Are you that desperate?
In front of the TV. Honestly, a toasted marshmallow might be the greatest tasting thing.
Wow.
That
I think that's because you're celiac and there's not a lot of nice things you can have anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, well, maybe, but it sounds like I'd give it a go.
Then I went to Frankie and Benny's and had a... double bacon cheeseburger on a gluten-free bun.
Taking the diet seriously then. Carry on.
Yeah, so...
But it's because he's a man. He's probably got away with it.
Don't even say it, Victoria. Because this is going to be my big freaking issue with Paul's having more of a say in this podcast, is that he's a man. So he is... Whatever he's done, it would be much harder...
Oh, for us.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think we should really reiterate that. I don't think we've had any man bashing for a while. And I do think... that men do find it a lot easier. So, Paul, if you have lost weight after eating all of that...
What can we throw at him?
I don't know, but there's going to be riots.
Let me put those concerns to rest. I've put on 6 pounds.
Oh, my God!
6 pounds?
Jesus, 6 pounds. Paul!
I don't know how.
With yourself?
It's like I had a three-day weekend, and I've definitely... eaten a bit more excessive. I have been having more jacket potatoes with cheese on,
yeah,
which is
fine.
Like my favourite thing. It's really not healthy.
Not, well, how much cheese?
A lot of cheese.
Yeah.
You're like a child.
And I don't know how I've put 6 pounds on.
Oh, I love this.
Like my average, so I'm 6'1", my average weight is about 14'9". That's kind of...
Very specific.
I'm always, like, because I do weigh myself every week and I just put it in my notes app and my phone. And I'm always dancing around there and now I'm 15 stone this morning. And I'm not quite sure why.
I really didn't want to say anything when you walked in. But I think you can tell a little bit.
I said to him today, I was furious because he looked skinny in that day.
No, I'm only joking.
That's my concern.
It annoys me.
Because I work on a breakfast show, I put my clothes out for the day the night before. So I put this is one of my thinnest bits of knitwear that I'm wearing. And then I got on the scales and I weigh 15 stone now. And I'm like, you are not the size for that top.
So, well, everyone knows you weigh naked first thing in the morning after you've done your business.
Yeah. So. That did happen.
Oh gosh! It's the 15 stone without clothes.
Yeah, without the.
Oh god!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just concerned then about putting this on.
Oh, I thought you
if I'd have weighed 15 stone and then chose, I'd have chosen a baggier top than this.
Oh my god! I'm so happy.
What I am? I am.
I'm so because welcome to our world.
This is worth like me gaining half a stone in 3 weeks.
Yes, it
knowing
is.
That he's done it in a week. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So
news.
Annoying.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, so welcome to our world.
To
it's
the
so
point,
exciting.
My wife suggested that, it might be a problem with the batteries, with the scales
of sympathy.
I remember
you said that to me, and it fucking hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite steep, isn't it? Yeah. Calm as a bitch.
Remember when you told Victoria you didn't believe it could be the batteries, and that she was talking out for a fucking arse
or
something?
Yeah, but that was just all in good fun. Yeah. This is serious now.
Is it really hurting you?
Yeah.
It looks like he's going to cry.
Well, let's see what he'll do this week, and if he'll even make an effort. None of us know, but we will find out. Finally, let's get some more of your stories.
Linda Pring Sweetland says, when you get woken up at 2 a.m, can't sleep, so you start scrolling on your phone. 1 hour later, you go downstairs, make a sandwich with a packet of crisps, wag and wheel, and have a milkshake.
Jesus!
Whoops. 2 a.m.
A milkshake?
Is she pregnant? Because that's what I used to do.
Linda, can you confirm your current status? This was sent to us last week, and we applaud this loudly. So this was last week.
Okay.
That we received this message from Lisa Ryan Devins, who says, all caps, attention everyone. This is a Christmas service announcement. There are exactly 48 days until Christmas, which is a highly significant day in the calendar, because it means if you can start an advent calendar today, you'll finish it bang on time to start another one on the 1st of December. Happy chocolating, everyone.
Brilliant.
That's
the support that this
is
podcast
needs. That is the spirit. Lisa, we hope you did it.
Have you changed your stance on advent calendars for this year?
No, there was an article in the paper about how much more money you spend on an advent calendar compared to the amount of chocolate you get in a tub of Heroes. And you're spending you're spending more money and you're getting half the chocolate. So I'm not going to have a chocolate advent, but I don't think I ever said I won't be buying a box of Lindborns.
I'm sure somewhere along the lines you did.
It's not cost effective to buy those.
Tracy Hancock says, I had Easter eggs saved in my wardrobe. Got fed up of them in there, so I put them in the treats basket. I went to bed early and came down to one foil wrapper.
My hubby thought
that it was for general consumption.
No.
I've still not got over it, and it was about 2 weeks ago. I do have one left. He wouldn't dare, would he?
This is after you did a similar, didn't you?
You know what? I think it might have even been the day of recording that my boyfriend went out, and I have mentioned how many times that he has stolen my stuff, right? So he goes out and he buys himself a packet of the four shortbread squares. And I think I'd stopped breastfeeding by then, so I could have had one. So he said, oh, I've had a couple, there's like a bit left or whatever. So after dinner, there's one left in there. And I think, oh, okay, right, he's had three, I'll have the last one. He then breaks it in half and then has half for himself. He said, I saved you half. I literally lost my shit. I didn't talk to him for the rest of the night. I was so angry. I thought, all of the stuff you steal from me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he has three of them and then half of one. Oh, I was spitting feathers, fuming.
And it's not like you've had anything to eat last week as well.
And I even had the audacity to be fuming with him last night when he had one of the cronuts that the neighbour brought round. Even though I'd already had one. I was like, well, you don't like them as much as I do. And I was fuming that he had one. I'm very hormonal at the moment.
That's the problem. It's like, he doesn't know where he is. He don't know what the rules are. He just knows he's breaking them on a daily basis.
He fucking is, and he needs to sort it out.
Tracy's message it. Put the egg in the treats basket. That sounds like a communal basket to me.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
At least in the wardrobe.
Tracy, I'm on your side, darling. okay, if you've messaged us, you do get a no shame in again sticker. Well done, you. It's time, though, for Slimmer of the Week. Now, of course, normally producer Paul will crown the Slimmer of the Week. But, of course, now he's taking part in it. We will have to just crown it to me. Because I have put on the least amount.
Yeah, but you still put it on.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, it's whoever's lost the most weight, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
no one's lost weight.
Well, that is true. So are we saying there's no Slimmer of the Week?
I think it's void this week.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but
isn't it?
What about the previous three episodes where Joe has won Slimmer of the Week every week?
Well, I think that's crazy. I'm
despite not losing any.
I'm sure I've argued that as well.
Well, let's stick to what we've done all year, which is give it to me.
So sure. Joe has gone most of the year without having this, and now you've had it, what, four times in a row?
Yeah, well, up your game, darling.
Fuck off.
What competition is there now?
I've just noticed one alarming thing as well. Oh, so God, the fact that I've just added myself to the spreadsheet.
Of course you have.
Because I've had a £6 gain, that means I'm doing the worst out of everyone all year.
Yay!
And I've only been counting it for
what
one week.
What a stat! That's great.
Oh, God, I love spreadsheets.
I'm glad we're going to have that on video as well.
Oh, me too. That is it for this week. But you can chat to us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And we'll be back Monday for Patreon members. And don't forget, also, Tuesday is our Secret World of Slimming Club's fun size and the main episode back here on Thursday. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.